أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إنها إن تك مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. صدق الله العظيم. In the last few ayats, we had been discussing Hazrat Luqman's advice to his son. The first was, لا تشرك بالله. O my beloved son, do not make shirk and ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of our duties and obligations to our parents, that we should be appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also to our parents. But if perchance they have not brought iman and they try to sway us away from iman, then despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has emphasized the importance of obedience to parents in that matter, we will not obey the parents. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is وَسَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. We will live with them, dwell with them in a very amicable way. And at the same time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has advised us, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Follow the path of that person or those people who are fully turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing with the advices of Hazrat Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. That, O my beloved son, should there be anything that is equal to the seed of a mustard, and although it may be in a rock, or it may be in the skies, or in the earth, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bring it forth. Here, our aqidah, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is being reaffirmed. That if we take a mustard seed, and we will understand how minute it may be, and wherever that mustard seed be, even if it be in a rock, if it be under the rock, in the skies, in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has such knowledge about it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth. So that is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything, and together with that, we can also understand and realize then that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring it forth, then at the same time, we will have more and more yaqeen about the greatness and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this will lead us to believe that on the day of Qiyamah, that even if a person in this world had died and that person's body was cremated, the person was burnt, the ashes of his body may have been thrown into the sea or it may have been scattered in the wind, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so powerful, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so mighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all that back, all the pieces and the particles of that back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that person forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So if we just go a little bit back, this is a father's advice to the son, and this is the sequence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also showing us, that first it will be about the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, second the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the continuous reminder of the day of Qiyamah, that all of us are going to stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, wherever a person dies, wherever his body may be, even the body decomposes, all that is in his place, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth insan, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will resurrect insan. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, wherever and whatever may be hidden, all that is brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has total knowledge of everything. Ya bunayya aqimis salah. after iman, after our aqidah, after the oneness of Allah, after understanding the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we move one step further, and that is to amal. And the amal and the actions, and the greatest of all amal and actions is that of salat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hazrat Luqman, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, Aqim as-salah, establish the salat. Here he doesn't stop at salat, but because salah is the most important aspect of our deen, insofar as our actions and our amal are concerned, so he reminds his son about the amal of deen. That in that every other action of deen has also been included. So this is the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us. So our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has commanded us that from the age of 7 we should make our children perform salat. So all that before the age of 7, as a matter of fact, we should be speaking to them about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be imbuing them with some aspects of imaniyat. We should be reminding them about tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and above that, when the knowledge has come in of the tawheed of Allah, it doesn't stop there, that also continues. When the amal of deen have started, together with that, we should also remind them of a further and added responsibility. And that further and added responsibility is that yes, we will be concerned about our own amal, our own deeds, but we cannot stop there. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Then we should command others also to do good and become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And we should prohibit others from the evil and from the wrongs, and that is a continuous responsibility of a believer and a mu'min. So Hazrat Luqman reminds his son about that also, that in your own environment, in your home, when you see that people are not carrying out the various amal of deen, then we should command them towards those various amal of deen. When we see somebody doing wrong, we should stop them and prohibit them from the evil. And of course, that has the various stages, depending on the authority of a person, to speak to the person, or to physically stop the person, whatever the case may be. But this is a continuous effort that insan is supposed to be making. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ During the course of life, and during the course of amal, and even during the work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, there are very many challenges that one is going to be facing. So we need to prepare our children in so far as the determination is concerned, or in so far as the emotion is concerned, or even the spirituality is concerned, that we should be telling them about it. And he reminds his son, wasbir ala ma asabak, and be patient with whatever befalls you. Whatever conditions befall you, all these conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be pleased with these conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place upon us. And this is a very, very important aspect. As a matter of fact, we will see young children excel insofar as the IQ and the intellectual quantum is concerned. They will excel insofar as the acquisition of material wealth is concerned, etc. But the slightest difficulty that comes upon them, then they begin to fall down, and we find that they are unable to cope with those things. So this is a very important advice that Hazrat Luqman has given his son also, that wasbir ala ma asabak, that whatever difficulties come upon you, in whatever way it may be, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to hold on, and we need to persist and persevere. So here he has reminded his son about that. Inna dhalika min azm al umur, and in that is it is a matter of great determination. In other words, when one has these qualities, and especially the quality of sabr, then it is a great determination, a matter of great determination that one has inculcated, and it is of utmost importance. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us that in the manner that Hazrat Luqman has advised his son, we should be advising our children, our young ones, and this is a continuous effort. But for us also, it is also advice that we first build our iman and our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never ever forsake that. our amal, and insofar as our determination in persisting in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ourselves need to continue with it. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.